4 CPA Mobile.
CPA,
how you doing? I think that was you, Steve. I think somebody might have doubled with you or something. How are you doing?
KN4RJN, just another day in paradise. How about you?
Day in paradise. Well, it could be a lot worse.
It's really warm and it ain't snowing, so, and it doesn't appear to be raining either, so, you know, what can I say?
And what have you been smoking, Dave?
I haven't smoked since I was 24 years old.
Yes, and Gerald T.R. I meant those funny cigarettes, you know, another day in paradise. I guess you're right. And who are you speaking to over here? Go ahead.
BNG, this is John.
Later, Dave, and Gerald T.R.
73 is Tom, and 0TR KB4CBA. I believe, John, I think you're in there, and I believe our Glenn. Go ahead, Glenn.
Today's when someone asks you if you smoke, you gotta, you know, sort of qualify that. Although, let's see, Washington, Colorado, a couple of other places is legal now, right? I know there's a bunch of states where it's legal for, you know, get a prescription for pot. I'd like to go to a pharmacy with that. Here, I got a prescription for pot.
Well, yeah, when I was in high school, you know, smoking pot was a thing, and of course it was illegal, but a lot of people did it anyway, so. But anyway, I'm not sure who all else is in there, because I've heard a couple of doubles, so somebody jump in.
4RJN, well, when I was in high school, alcohol was illegal too, at least at our age, and that didn't stop too many people.
To be careful, when we were teenagers 30 or 40 years ago, the stuff was a lot weaker.
Know all about that, Glenn.
It wasn't any weaker where I come from. Matter of fact, you could run your car on what we made. Yeah, I'm from Kentucky, KN4, VWA.
Pot or the moonshine, Steve?
Come the cash crop of Kentucky until about 95 or 2000. Yeah, moonshine phased out a little bit, but it's still up there. It's good.
Largest cash crop in the country, right behind corn and soybeans. No, what they're smoking now, these teenagers, is way beyond what I could ever handle. You know, having smoked maybe two joints 20 years apart, it was a big difference. It's a lot more potent now.
Joint lasted you 20 years, that must have been fairly potent.
It was quite a while after the last time, you know, which goes back to maybe freshman, sophomore year in college, and, you know, now and then later again, maybe not until I was in my early 50s. Like, wow, this has gotten a lot better. Oh, best be careful here.
That was a good one.
Wow, that's some good stuff, man.
Uses of pot, you know, just as there's therapeutic uses, I think David and I were talking about therapeutic uses of nicotine. You know, it's a central nervous system stimulant. It helps you lose weight, suppresses your appetite. It's a mild antidepressant. You know, just smoking tobacco is not a good way to get it.
The red ones mean stop, right?
Generally.
Is the red light in front of you, or is it blinking behind you?
all cars like the one behind me with all the flashing blue lights.
Very good sign.
Since the other day, Highway Patrolman got me for speeding in a work zone. I was probably doing 70-plus miles an hour. I really don't know how fast I was going because I wasn't looking. And, but he gave me a warning.
The warning, only a warning. I think it's a mandatory 200 fine for speeding through the work zone in addition to what it might already have been.
Well, $185 fine for an illegal lane change. That's changing lanes without using your turn signal.
We've all done that. That's like every car on the road. All right, I'll have to watch out for that. I usually always do that. You know, when my hands are nicely on the wheel at 9 and 10 and 12, 2 p.m., and eyes straight and sitting up and everything else. Well, I got the one hand on the radio now, but, you know, safety first, right?
But I'm not out there on the road with you guys.
Buddy.
I'm glad I'm not out there on the road with you guys.
Well, I was just saying, you have to have both hands on the wheel?
You do. Or you're supposed to. One hand on the wheel and one hand on the radio microphone. Now, funny, though, you're in South Carolina, you can't text and drive, but you can speak on the phone and drive. So maybe that actually makes sense, because you don't need any free hands, really, to answer the phone.
I got six shifts, so I can't have both hands on the wheel. And sometimes I'm talking on the radio and sipping on a smoothie, too, so I'm driving with my knees.
I said before, I'm glad I'm not out on the road with you guys.
Come on out here and join us. It's just a lot of fun.
The stick too, so both hands and both feet are somewhat occupied.
The size of your brain.
Person anyway.
Surprisingly is, you use more of your brain than you think. You can't just put it on autopilot. I forgot what study that was that I saw. We use more brain power in driving than most other things.
But from what I've seen, not all of them.
I think it goes the other way. I think people get behind the wheel, they leave their brain at the house. But I took my youngest daughter, she wanted to drive my Mustang that I had at the time. It was a 96 and it was a 5-speed. And she was older teenager, so she had her license and everything. She'd never driven the stick. I took her out. And she did pretty good, but she said, wow, there sure is a lot to think about.
Yes, she's not wrong. There is a lot to think about. We don't have, like, in this country, like, the unlimited section of the Autobahn, like, let's say, in Germany. Now, there's a thing where if you're going 120, 140 miles an hour, you had better be paying attention.
I wish I could get my hands on my calculator on my cell phone and tell you how many feet per second that is. And it takes like 1.3 seconds for you to react to a situation. And at that speed, you'd travel probably half a mile before you would even react.
15 miles per hour is 22 feet per second. So let's see, if we could scale that up, you would be moving, 150 would be 220 feet per second. Yeah, somewhere near 200 feet per second. So, you know, not quite half a mile, but it's, you know, the better most of a football field.
Next time, then, you got to start slowing down.
There are actually very few accidents on the Autobahn, from what I've seen. Although the ones that do happen, I imagine, get quite a bit nasty.
Out of here a second, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. KB4CBA. Okay,